Good morning. We're continuing Chayyolim on Klaus HaMachay, and we're about to start Simen Vav. Simen Vav is where the Chayyolim talks about Birchus HaGomel. So Chazal instituted a bracha that there's four groups of people which Srichim Lohardis, they need to be murdered to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's based on a capital in Tillim, where it talks about Yerdul Hashem Chaser, Benifal Sadev Nei Adom, that we have a chiyuv to be murdered to Kadosh Baruch Hu, for his chassadim that he does to us. The psukim talk about four scenarios: a person who is traveling on the sea. When he comes off of the sea is a state where a person is potentially always in danger. A person is traveling through the midbar. A person who's a charla, who was deathly ill, which is nisrapa, and a person who was in the base who was in jail. A person was in the base of asurim. Being in jail potentially is a life-threatening adventure, either because of the jailers or because of the other people which are there, or the conditions which a person is jailed inside of. So these four cases are very clear in the Gemara, that a person has a chiyuv to say Birchus HaGomel. The Siman, the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Siman Reish Yutes, in Sif Aleph, it says that the way you remember the siman is b'kolachem yuducha sela, that Chayim has to be murdered to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chayim is Rosh HaTevis. The Rosh HaTevis stands for Chavush. Ches stands for Chavush, a person who's been imprisoned. Yud stands for Yisurim, referring to Charli. Second Yud stands for Yam, and the Mem stands for Midbor. So the word Chayim includes in it the Chavush, the Charla, the person who goes on the Yama, a person who goes to the midbar. So those four cases is very clear that a person has a chiyuv to say Birchus HaGomel. The question is, do we extend the mitzvah Birchus HaGomel beyond those four cases? And those four cases are to be understood to be your paradigmatic examples of the chiyuv of Birchus HaGomel. But it's not limited to those four cases. Any case which would approximate the same type of danger would also have the chiyuv Birchus HaGomel. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Yutes in Siftes starts off with saying Hani Arba Lav Davka. These four scenarios are not limited to these four scenarios. These are Lav Davka. Any person which has element of Nes, a wall collapses upon him. He was trampled by an animal, a life-threatening situation, or he was gored. Or Ganavim came to attack him. All of these examples, a person would be mechiv this agamol. Then he says, "V'yesharim shem revorcham agamol elahani arba dafka." So he brings the first opinion, says, which is the chuvas harivosh, that these four are just examples, but there are many other cases as well. The second opinion, which he brings, is the Avodram, in the name of the Rebbe Gershom, that it's only these four cases. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says you should say without Shem Malchus. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Reish Yutes, in the last Mishnah Berurah on the Siman, Sivkat and Lamed Beis. V'achronim kasod aminik kesvar rishonah b'chem yistaber. However, the achronim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. They say that the minik is like the first opinion, that these four is lav dafka, and it applies to any other scenario which would approximate the same type of danger as these four, person would bench a garmel. Mishnah Berurah says b'chem yistaber. Now, the actual minik for Ashkenazim is like the Mishnah Berurah says. However, the minhag of Sfaradim is to follow the Shulchan Aruch in the situation, and to only say it without Hazkar Shem Malchus, and if it's anything other than these four. So we will talk about Bez Hashem, and we'll learn the Chayotim, and we'll talk about some practical applications of Birchus HaGomel. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, travel is common, and the applications of it are many. I'll talk about the Baruch Hashem in the upcoming shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.